Welcome to Speed City with John Massengill, Les Kaiser, and Jonathan Green. It's the fastest hour on the radio. Speed City.
Good afternoon, gearheads. Welcome to Speed City, live from Austin, Texas. We are going to be talking about some awesome motorsports. This is John Massengill sitting in the studio with Les Kaiser. How's it going, Mr. Kaiser?
Howdy. I had to come out of racing hibernation. Yeah, I pretty much spent, I think I watched about 8 hours worth of racing today with the fast forward button.
I was doing the same thing. It was really pitiful because the rain has finally stopped in Austin. It's crazy. And the sun was out, but I spent a lot of the day watching motorsports. It was a blast, but it was a shame to have that sunshine go to waste. But we're going to have Mr. Jonathan Green join us in just a second because he was at Road America for Moto America doing some work out there for those guys. And we're going to have him on in just a second, but I'm going to run down what we've got today because we have some killer stuff. We had a great day in MotoGP. Awesome rekindling of the rivalry.
I was on the edge of the seat with
Rossi and Marquez. And we're going to go down the list. We're also going to have some, we're going to talk about IndyCar because we've got to continue the story a little bit about Alexander Rossi. I mean, I don't know about you, Les, but I was literally emotional last week talking about Rossi and what he'd done.
I think there were several people that looked at Jonathan and I in the media center wondering what was up.
That's a good story. I want to come back to that. So, also, we have a great new contest. Thanks to the genius of Les Kaiser, we're going to be doing and we put this together fast, and we're going to do a great Father's
Day
contest. Wait a minute.
I don't get to keep all this stuff? I'm a father.
No, you're going to, unless you go back to the sponsors. But we have a whole bunch of our sponsors that I have put together. We've got a list of all kinds of cool gifts.
So dads, if y'all want to avoid that greatest dad mug or t-shirt or another handprint turkey trace, you know,
or
thing,
a tie or socks,
get whoever it is that needs to do some Father's Day shopping to, you know, hang out. Let them listen to these guys today.
Yeah, and if you go to our website, speedcitybroadcast.com, the first big feature image on the homepage has got a link to this. And the way you can win these prizes is to download our app, the Speed City app, and it's in the Android and Apple stores. And there's a enter to win button in the app. So you got to download the app and enter to win. And we're going to talk all about those prizes. And we've got some really cool stuff, by the way. Some from some really cool advertisers that we've got.
Like I said, I didn't really want to give them away.
All right. Well, I think we have Mr. Green on the line. Jonathan Green, where are you, sir?
Well, hello. Howdy, boys. I just left the Speed City of Road America, Sheboygan. I just passed the Speed City of Milwaukee, and I'm headed to the Speed City, as Jay Leno would say, of Chicago, my kind of town.
Well, awesome. Well, how was Moto America?
Awesome. It was weird, actually, because it was a strange weekend. It started off with tornadoes and rain and a qualifying where the champion fell down twice. Cambobier, I'm talking about. He had a spill on Friday and then had a spill on Super Pole in the wet. And then suddenly, just as the racing started on today, the sun came out and we had a glorious day of racing. And,
awesome.
Top draw.
Well, we're going to go into that a little bit, but I want to start, Jonathan, with, I want to go back last week to Alexander Rossi a little bit, because I don't know, if you listen to Speed City, we followed Alexander Rossi since our very first radio show because he was our very first guest. And we've had him in the studio. We've had him racing around cars in Austin. We've taken him out to the Circuit of the Americas with a car that we obtained for him. So we have a long history with Alex. And I was telling Les as we started the show, Jonathan, that when he won, when it started counting down, I just couldn't believe it. And we were down to, what was it, 4 or 5 laps. And I was like, wait a minute, he could actually win this thing. I was looking at fuel stops and when it happened, I literally was jumping around the room, couldn't believe it. And I was truly emotional. And if you go back to our look at our Twitter, you can see the emotion because I was just tweeting all of that. But you guys, Les and Jonathan, y'all tell me what you were just saying, Les. You were in the press center at Indy.
So I was in the press center and we're, you know, doing our job and I'm watching the monitors. And, you know, it was really interesting because about 10 laps, I'm watching, okay, here goes pit cycle. Here goes pit cycle. Let's see where they go. Let's see where they go. And we started hearing a little bit of noise about Rossi's going to stay out. Wait a minute. That means Rossi's going to be in the mid-30 lap count. on a fuel run. Yeah. Typically, they're 32-ish, you know. And so, great view from the media center. I got up from my station, and I walked over to the glass and just sat there. And looking
at
the
glass, photos you took,
listening to what's going on. I'm looking back at the monitors, looking outside, watching them come by. And very noticeably, you saw them start slowing down. And that was phenomenal. So, you know, just total, I don't know what, excitement. Next time, Jonathan was out doing his task, and we cross paths and high five and yell both in the media. And like I said, that's when I think people just kind of looked at us like, what's wrong with those boys?
I was so emotional because I was working for BT Sport as well as Speed City, and BT Sport are in the UK. And, you know, what I was doing was I was looking at the fact that Joseph Newgarden and Carlos Munoz had gone out and were like hares. It was like they were going sprinting. And you know, the ABC commentary was saying, well, they can't last this long. And so I started to look back through the field as to if these guys had got a pit, who could come up? And there was Marco Andretti in the mix. And then I saw Rossi. And, of course, Rossi is well-known to the British fans because of his Formula One accolades and living for so long and GP2, you know. So I knew that BT Sport would be interested in him. So I started going crazy. And I could see Les doing the same, twitching. And it was just, like you say, he's a friend of the show. And it was just, and I was also, as you know, big sap that I am, looking fairy tale finish to the 100 because I knew how important it was for Indy to try to, you know, continue the tradition. You know, a rookie won the first one, a rookie won the 50th one, and then a rookie won the 100th.
Yeah, that's a great stat, too. And so, guys, I know it was just, we were all crazy emotional, and it was amazing. But there was just a little bit of, you know, there's a couple of people saying, well, wait a minute, he won on the fuel strategy and a couple other things. And I got to bring up something that in Racer Magazine, Will Buxton put out a great article that talked about the gist of it being that if you think that Alexander Rossi won this on some fluke or without being a you know, a good driver or something, he brought up something that I tweeted immediately that night, is that not only did Rossi have the best strategy, but he also had the fastest lap of the race. Let's not forget that, guys. But Buxton, we tweeted this earlier, and so you can check our Twitter, but it's on racer.com. But he talks about the same thing that we talked about, guys. He was the exact same way because he's grown up with him just like us. And he was the same way. He was saying how emotional it was and just the fact that it was not a fluke and that Rossi's a good driver. And, guys, I did the math a while ago. So he's raced in 8 races so far in Indy, right? And he's been in the top 10 3 times, including the Indy 500 win. So that's like a 38% of all the races he's in the top 10. So it's like I said last week, the guy's a fantastic race driver, and he's proving it. He knows how to do it in Indy.
Well, you know, the thing I think that was really played out, and we'll hear some more from it, but he followed directions. He knew yeah. he didn't know the Indy strategies as well, and he followed directions. You know, the speechless end of it. So I was one of the, you know, first guys to get to have a brief interview with him, and we played that last week. He was just totally speechless. He yeah. literally, I mean, just looked me in the face, and, you know, like I said, the day before, we're, you know, shaking hands and ha-ha-ha and having fun pre-parade, but he just was at a loss for words, and, you know, totally understandable.
Well, you know, we've got a clip. Go ahead, Jonathan.
Yeah, I was going to say, he said, well, maybe he's in the clip, but he said he needed to see a psychiatrist because, you know, you have to take blind faith. You know, I have to be honest, if it had been Tony Kanaan, if it had been Scott Dixon, I think they would have struggled with all their experience. I think he went on autopilot and said, do you guys know what you're doing? I trust Brian Herta. I trust Andretti Racing. Guide me home.
Yeah, guide me home. There you go.
I like that. Pulling the clutch. What?
Yeah. Yeah, the commentators were all saying the same thing. And we're gonna play a clip. But speaking of the commentators, the ABC commentators today, you know, they ended their coverage. Now it goes to NBCSN and on IndyCar. And the ABC, one of the guys, I can't remember which one of the three, they said, well, pick your favorite thing of this season so far. And obviously, one of them said, it has to be. He said, the Alexander Rossi win. He said, I just couldn't believe it. He said, and he was just like us in a different way, but he just couldn't believe it because it was a rookie and he had no experience. But he said the same thing. He said it was his favorite of the season. But we have a clip from Rossi that this is actually a really nice YouTube video that was put out by IndyCar. And this is just a clip out of that YouTube video. And it's just called an Indy 500 Champions Journey. And I'll tweet out that here in just a moment. But let's play this clip from Rossi. It's really good.
Alexander Rossi almost rolling to a dead stop. Twin checkers are out and the rookie will win the 100th Indianapolis 500 mile race.
When you reflect back on what you've accomplished, what do you think you'll cherish most about winning the first Indy 500 here in the 100th year?
I'll cherish the fact that at one point we were 33rd and we rolled the dice and we came through and we made it happen. And this is just, it is phenomenal. And I had no idea I'd be in IndyCar. I had no idea I'd be in the Indy 500. And now I'm here and we won. And I'm at a loss for words. It will change my life for sure.
You know, IndyCar is looking to the future and what is necessary in order to continue to grow this unbelievable championship and to make the Indianapolis 500 the best motorsport event in the world. And, you know, it's something that I'm learning about every single day and I'm learning to appreciate more and more every single day. But the one thing that I have realized is that it is... it was probably the greatest experience in my life, not because I won, but because every single lap that I drove, I had a smile on my face, regardless of whether I was in 33rd or 9th or 7th or whatever. But I actually truly enjoyed every single lap of it.
Yeah, amazing. The whole video, I just tweeted it. So if you want to watch the whole thing sometime, check it out. But it's really well done video too. But this just had to have been a dream for Rossi. Just the whole week, I would imagine. And then he on Saturday on the race one in the duel in Detroit, he gets 10th. And then today, I believe he ended up 12th. So he actually moved up in the standings to 5th overall in IndyCar standings. So he's obviously done a great season so far in Indy. It's going to be really fun to watch the rest of the season. Kind of renewed my interest in IndyCar. Not that it was waning, but it's just really exciting right now. All right, guys. Well, we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to talk a little MotoGP and a little Moto America. Because in MotoGP, if you didn't see it today, it was another epic battle between Marc Marquez and Valentino Rossi. Fantastic. You're listening to Speed City, live from Austin, Texas. Back after this break.
As a rider, you know what you like. The power, the feel, the ride. When it comes to gear, you know what keeps you safe. Ducati Austin provides riders with the finest in day and easy leathers. The best the market offers. Visit Ducati Austin on Breaker Lane just east of I-35 and throw your leg over the most iconic sports bike ever built. Ducati. Even take it for a test ride or see what's been described as art on wheels from MV Agusta. You know what you like. See it at Ducati Austin. Online at DucatiAustin.com.
Want to drive your car at speed on Circuit of the Americas? Edge Addicts is your source for more COTA events and more COTA track time. Whether you're looking to host your own event or just be a part of the action, Edge Addicts can get you in the driver's seat and racing like a pro. All levels of drivers and all types of cars are welcome, with instructors available for first-time and novice drivers. Life is short and adventure is around every corner, so plan your high-adrenaline experience with Edge Addicts at edgeaddicts.com. Edge Addicts, it's better when you're driving.
Precision Camera and Video is the largest camera store in Texas with over 10,000 square feet and packed with all the latest manufacturer offerings. Founded in 1976 and still owned and operated by its founders Jerry and Rosemary Sullivan, Precision Camera is committed to the finest customer experience. With hand-picked products and on-hand experts, you won't find a more helpful, knowledgeable, and accommodating sales staff for quality service. Come see for yourself, Precision Camera and Video, 2438 West Anderson Lane.
Admit it. You've sat there on the couch and thought to yourself that you would be a better race car driver than that guy. Just as the Speed City guys say, it's time to get off the couch and get it in gear. Mustang 4 Challenge is here to make that happen. Get in our race cars and learn how to race. We take you from the couch to the checkered flag, whether for one race or for the entire season. See for yourself at Mustang4Challenge.com.
The right choice for breaking news first. Talk 1370. The right choice.
Hi there, my name's Derek Bell. This is Speed City. When she walks,
watch the sparks fly. Welcome back to Speed City. Before we jump into some discussion about MotoGP, we still got Jonathan Green on the line, so we know we're going to get the good scoop there. I want to talk about our Father's Day gift contest, because coming out of a break, I had to talk about it because, you know, we have some fantastic sponsors. And if you're a regular, then you know that most of our sponsors are gearhead gifts. You know, I mean, Ducati, Austin Edge, Addix, Longhorn Race Academy, K1 Speed, Central Texas Speedway, Mustang Challenge, Colin Edwards, Texas Tornado Boot Camp, Texas Motorcycle Academy. They're awesome. And every one of those that I just mentioned has pitched in and giving some amazing gifts. So, and the way to enter to win these is you have to download the Speed City app and click the Enter to Win button. And enter your email address in there. And so the way to do it, though, is download the app and just tweeted a link directly to it. But there's some really cool stuff. I mean, gift certificates, track days, season passes to the Speedway.
Hey, it's car and bike track day. So there's different ones there.
That's right. There's both car and track day. So we're going to go into that a little bit further in the show. But while we've got Mr. Green on the phone, we've got to talk about MotoGP first, because Jonathan, amazing day once again with the Rossi Marquez rivalry, which is turning into probably they seem to get along, but man, they've got to just have part of each other that just hates each other.
Well, let me explain the dynamic if you don't know it, because we've all seen it. But the truth is, Art Marquez grew up in the shadow, and as the hero, Rossi was his hero growing up, and then it all came to blows after Marquez took two world championships in MotoGP, and then decided to mess with Rossi on his way to trying to get the 10th title, and they fell out acrimoniously and very publicly. And I think the crowd, as always, is on Valentino's side, and he lost a lot of fandom. And I mean, I think the rivalry is true and real. And today, as he did an arrest, he took it to all the Spaniards and said, "I'm the best." And much of the Spanish crowd probably wanted to see Jorge Lorenzo or Marc Marquez or Dani Pedrosa. They got Valentino Rossi, and he's done it twice now in Spain. But there was a lot of fans there in Barcelona cheering on Valentino. And he rode like a 25-year-old today. It was Rossi of old. It was superb. He was just unstoppable. There was nothing the kid, who is brilliant, I may add, Marc Marquez, could do.
You know, exactly right. The thing that I watched, and yes, I'm a Valley fan, but you know what? He kind of set up, he studied each one of the riders as he came up. He kind of stalked them for a little bit, and then he took his shot and zipped by them. You know, a couple in and outs and back and forths occasionally, but you watch him. It was very methodical, very controlled, and he just brought it all the way up through. And, you know, it was quite early here in Texas to watch that race, and it was all I could do not to wake up the household that's visiting today. Sorry, visitors. But it was fantastic, and pure Valley at his best.
You know, the other part of this story is Jorge Lorenzo. I mean, I was watching Jorge, and when he was out front at the beginning of the race, and I was like, okay, we're just going to see him take this thing, you know, front to start to finish. And then all of a sudden I see him get caught by both Valentino Rossi and by Marquez. And I thought, well, that's kind of unusual. See him get passed by two riders like that. And then he seemed to be struggling in the corners, like they were saying in the commentary. I never heard the whole story of why Lorenzo just didn't seem to be fast. And then, of course, but before I talk about the accident that everybody saw, did you guys see Iannone, though, before that accident at the start? He rocketed past
on it.
The Ducatis have a ton of power, but he obviously got a fantastic start.
He really did, you know, and if you watch, I mean, to me, there's some things going on that just seem to be snubbing the team you're not going to race with next year. And so that, I kind of like it. You know, it felt like it was kind of early to start having those announcements, but I kind of like what it's done for that.
Well, Jonathan, I want to hear your take on the crash. So it was about, I think it was 9 laps to go when Andrea Iannone just took out Jorge Lorenzo. I want to hear your take on this.
Yeah, I mean, extraordinary, really. I mean, you know, it's obviously not a good season for Andrea. He's a good kid. He's a fast kid. And the track is, no question, is a great bike. And and you could understand perhaps why the heads of Ducati want to see somebody like Jorge on the bike, because clearly that you know he's the last part of the jigsaw puzzle that could win him a world title again. There's no question about it. But Andrea, in my opinion, lost his head. He was way, way back. He tried to got the inside and basically T-boned an unbeknownst Jorge, because Jorge was on his regular line, and you know, he came from a long, long way back and really just shouldn't have been there.
You're right. I think what happened is Ian Oni may have become too focused on the closing and getting inside of Jorge, because if you look at it, there was no way he was even going to stay on the course at all, taking the widest lane in the way he was closing into that apex. And so I think he became just, you know, myopic, or, you know, whatever you want to call it, on getting inside of Jorge. When he did and then realized there was no way he was making a turn, he just collided with the back end of Jorge, who stayed on the proper line and took them both out. Jorge was livid. Thankfully, he wasn't hurt too badly, got up and just wanted nothing to do with Ian Oni, and Ian Oni was doing everything he could to apologize.
Well, and the first thing I thought of when I saw it, I was like, oh my gosh, I thought somebody had to have been injured, because the way he hit him and just threw Jorge Lorenzo up in the air, and the way he came down, he was limping away, but apparently he's all right. But I know that that Iannone now is going to start at the back of the grid in Assen because of that. It seemed obvious to us, and obviously it was also to the race stewards, because it is the punishment has been laid down, and it's back of the grid. So
yeah,
John,
no question.
Yeah, go ahead, Jonathan. Sorry.
Yeah, no question. I mean, it was a real spoiler for Jorge Lorenzo, because obviously he's fighting for the title, and it just opens it all up again. I mean, he plays into the hands of his teammates. It's great for us, the fans, because we get to see a very wide open championship. But it's a shame. I mean, I do have some empathy. You know, you don't want any. I think everybody's kind of poetically wanting Valentino Rossi to win another title. Why not? But see a guy taken out like that, who is clearly a superb rider like Jorge, it's the last thing you want to see. But, that's right.
Man, and Iannone was coming in so hot, because by the time he hit him, his back tire was at least 6 inches off the ground. He was coming in hot, so it was pretty ugly. But there were some other moments in this whole race too. I mean, Marquez, I don't know how close you watch it, but about that same time, Marquez had a huge moment. He lost the front tires, and I think it was on turn 14, and he made a crazy, miraculous save. Did you see that one, Jonathan?
Yeah, I did, and I mean, this is what I love about the kid. I mean, I haven't given him a hard time, but, Bart Marquez is so spectacular, and I don't think any other rider in the world, including Valentino, would have saved that. He has this innate ability to bounce off the track and back into position and back on the bike. About the only other guy I know that can do that kind of thing is in the America Championship, and that's J.D. Veitch.
Yeah. Well, that brings up a question about Marquez. I wonder, it seems like it's such a contrast with Rossi, because Rossi is just this precision. He's experienced. He knows exactly how to do everything. And Marquez feels like that. He feels like Superman, where he can just get away with anything, and it almost feels like he might actually have better skills, but just doesn't have the control or the maturity or something. What do you think, Jonathan?
You know what? It's so funny you say that, John, because ironically, I've been watching Rossi since he was 16, and the funny thing is, Rossi was Marquez at 22. really, nothing could go wrong. He bounced like Teflon. I mean, he just, he could do no wrong, and he just had that ability to stay on the bike. And he was wild. He was crazy. His 125 and 250 days, he was Larry. He was just like Marquez, and that's why Marquez has kind of, emulated him over the years. So, yeah, it's ironic you say that, because Rossi's had to learn that precision. And ironically, I think he's learned it from Jorge Lorenzo.
Huh. Interesting. Well, hey, we've got a couple of clips from both these guys, from Marquez and Rossi. Let's start with the Valentino Rossi clip. He also gives a nice tribute at the end of this to Moto2 rider Luis Salom, who tragically died on Friday practice. But this is Valentino Rossi.
Hey, Yeah, you know, I was in front for all the races. All the race I was pushing a lot, but unfortunately I wasn't able to give enough gap to Marquez for escape. I know that will be hard, but I was worried at the end because he came down. But when I saw him in front, I understand that I can do. And when I try another time, and I was able to take the small gap that is so important for don't arrive to the last lap. Is a great, great victory, one of the best of my career, and is for Luis Salom and for all his family.
Yeah, that's a tragic story about Luis Salom. Jonathan, have you ever run across him in all the two-wheeled stuff you've done?
Yeah, I have. I don't know him. I've interviewed him. You know, he's been on the podium. He's been at the top of the game for a long time in Moto3 and now Moto2. You know, he is without doubt one of our better riders. And it was a big accident again. And you know, it's just it's just so tragic because we're so lucky in motorsports that safety is what it is. You know, these days, but things that do happen, obviously. And sadly, very sadly, we've lost another one of our great stars. And I know that the whole community, Tadio Corsia, former MotoGP guy, who leads the Superstock Championship here in America, dedicated his weekend to Luis.
Yeah, well, tragic story. So, well, before we go to break, I do want to play this Marquez, this podium interview with him, too, just to kind of get his take on an amazing day. So let's hear from Marc Marquez.
Yeah, of course, today was a really difficult race for me because I know that with high temperature I struggle more and was like this. On the race I was struggling a lot with the front. I had a few moments. And then in the end I was in the limit. I tried, but, you know, when I saw also Lorenzo Cao on the pit wall, then the mentality changed a little bit. But the important thing is that we had a great battle with Valentino, and I think the people enjoyed. So important, now we are leading the championship, and this is the most important. And of course, this battle is for Lorenzo, for Salom, Luis Salom.
All right, guys. Well, we are going to take a quick break, and when we come back, Jonathan's going to get us up to speed on the Moto America race that he was just at up in Road America. Listen to Speed City live from Austin, Texas. Back after these messages.
As a rider, you know what you like. The power, the feel, the ride. When it comes to gear, you know what keeps you safe. Ducati Austin provides riders with the finest in day and easy leathers, the best the market offers. Visit Ducati Austin on Breaker Lane just east of I-35 and throw your leg over the most iconic sports bike ever built, Ducati. Even take it for a test ride or see what's been described as art on wheels from MV Agusta. You know what you like. See it at Ducati Austin. Online at DucatiAustin.com.
Precision Camera and Video is the largest camera store in Texas with over 10,000 square feet and packed with all the latest manufacturer offerings. Founded in 1976 and still owned and operated by its founders Jerry and Rosemary Sullivan, Precision Camera is committed to the finest customer experience. With hand-picked products and on-hand experts, you won't find a more helpful, knowledgeable, and accommodating sales staff for quality service. Come see for yourself, Precision Camera and Video, 2438 West Anderson Lane.
Admit it. You've sat there on the couch and thought to yourself that you would be a better race car driver than that guy. Just as the Speed City guys say, it's time to get off the couch and get it in gear. Mustang 4 Challenge is here to make that happen. Get in our race cars and learn how to race. We take you from the couch to the checkered flag, whether for one race or for the entire season. See for yourself at Mustang4Challenge.com.
Want to drive your car at speed on Circuit of the Americas? Edge Addicts is your source for more COTA events and more COTA track time. Whether you're looking to host your own event or just be a part of the action, Edge Addicts can get you in the driver's seat and racing like a pro. All levels of drivers and all types of cars are welcome, with instructors available for first-time and novice drivers. Life is short and adventure is around every corner, so plan your high-adrenaline experience with Edge Addicts at edgeaddicts.com. Edge Addicts, it's better when you're driving.
Talk 1370. The right
choice.
This is
Alex Gurney. This is Speed City.
So if you need some love and you
Welcome back to Speed City. We're here in Austin where the sun is shining for the first time. The X Games went off this weekend. Les, you got to go out there and see some flat track racing.
Oh, man, it was great seeing the flat track guys. You know, Jake Johnson just cleaning the house. And then Bullet Baker. Wow, those guys put on a great show. And so, you know, I cannot emphasize, I love that sport. I want it here every month.
I know. It's really a shame that, they never got fully assimilated. You know, it was different parking and stuff with the X Games. I'm not sure how that went down, but it's really a shame that the X Games are going away. You know, this year we didn't really participate as much because they took a lot of the motorsports away. You know, the super trucks are gone. The rally cars are gone.
That's really unfortunate. I mean, I agree. Yeah. To me, that's really unfortunate. I hope they rethink that idea. But, it is what it is, and we don't have control over that. But, in that commercial break, we just heard somebody I want to talk about because they are in on the Father's Day fun.
Yes, sir.
So, there was Edge Addicts. We talk about them, and, it's a way to get your car, and you get to go drive it in Fury on the Circuit of Americas. We're including a track day for June 26th at Circuit of Americas.
Oh, my gosh.
Bring your car, have it gassed, have it ready, fresh brakes, good tires.
Drive your car on Circuit of the Americas is what you're saying. And this is one of our Father's Day gifts. Oh, my gosh.
So, yeah, we've got some others. We're going to go into more, but just hearing that one, that was awesome.
I know. That's very cool. Well, hey, we got Jonathan Green. I can hear a bunch of static, so he must be in the car still. Mr. Green, I want to hear more and more about Moto America. What happened this weekend?
Well, it was round five. We're getting into that halfway stage of nine rounds. It's been a really interesting championship. Josh Hayes, the veteran of four AMA titles, has been leading the way. But his young buck teammate and the current champion, Cameron Bobier, has been grinding out the results, including doing a bit of World Superbike racing last week as well at Darlington. But he ground out a brilliant double victory today. Superb. Josh Hayes took the pole, but it was Bobier all the way. That's despite two crashes earlier in the weekend. He's showing a maturity for 23 that is really impressive. And like I said, he's already had that outing out at Darlington in World Superbikes, replacing Quintoli. And I think he really is the real deal. I think he's starting to show that he's got what it takes to go all the way. And that's great news for America.
Two crashes, two wins. I'll take it. That was his tweet about a couple hours ago. So yeah.
I'm sure he'd like it in some other order.
Hey, look, if he gets a win every time he crashes, I think he'll probably take it. But still a little rough way. So any other stories out of Road America?
Yeah, I mean, quite a few, actually. I mean, I'll just finish up on the superbikes. There's no question that the superbikes is much more wide open. As you know, last year it was all a Yamaha fest between Josh and Cameron, the teammates. But now, Tony Elias is very much up there for Suzuki. Roger Hayden was denied victory again, so close. So it continues to be, a cracking championship, wide open. In Superstock, likewise, Josh Herron taking a double this weekend. He's looking good. In Super Sport, it looks as though Jiggy Dog, JD Beach, has found his way again. But the championship very much still led by Garrett Gerloff of Spring, Texas. So we've got a good old boy from Texas doing the business for Garrett. But the good news, another really good story. I always talk about the youngsters. And I was covering the KTM Cup live on beIN Sports, and I was delighted. Those that know AMA racing will know Aaron Yates is a multiple champion and multiple winner at Road America over the years. But his son, 17-year-old Ashton Yates, won his first race in Moto America today. So very proud of him that he stepped out of the shadow as his father today, and he did it in style.
Awesome. Well, I know that Moto America is back in action next week, right? Are they going to Barber? Is that it?
Yep, 1 week away from the next round in Barber. So, yeah, it's hot and heavy. And then it's after that, it's Laguna Seca, Salt Lake City. And, of course, it rounds out in New Jersey again. We've had one round already in New Jersey, and the championship will finish in at the end of September in New Jersey.
You know, Barbara, that would be a good place to go get tickets to go see Moto America. You got the museum up there. That museum, I know you've been a couple times, Jonathan. That thing looks awesome. I've got to get, that's on a bucket list for me.
Oh, there's no question. George Barber has done a superb job. I mean, he's a multimillionaire, and he didn't really intend to have the track as a racetrack for Indy or Moto America or anybody, really. It was his private track to run his museum on. But everybody loved it so much that now everybody wants to race there. But the museum is quite spectacular. The facility is spectacular. The racing's always good. So, yeah, I highly recommend that if you get a chance or you're in the Atlanta or Alabama area, get a chance to get down there and go down because it really is a fantastic location. Or watch it on TV or on the internet.
And if you can't make it to Road America or Barber Motorsports Park, check out one of the giveaways. Texas Motorcycle Academy at Harris Hill is giving away a track day for motorcycles. So that's a good one. Or
Mr. Segway.
Maybe you need a little more competition in your blood. Colin Edwards, you know our buddy over there.
Oh, yeah.
50% off on a 4-day camp. I realize a 4-day camp is like almost $2,500.
This is a $1,250 prize. Unbelievable.
And you get a chance to hang out with Colin.
Yeah, that's worth the cost of admission. It's the Colin Edwards Texas Tornado Boot Camp, half off on a 4-day camp. That's a fantastic deal.
And you know what? What Jonathan said, people may be going, oh, do I really get to hang out with Colin Edwards if I go? Uh-huh. Yes, you do.
And be aware, don't sleep late. Otherwise, you get to hear him deliver a foghorn to your room.
No kidding.
Oh, do you know about that, Jonathan?
I do know it very well. In fact, I delivered it too because I've been woken up by that foghorn for drinking too late. And then I was able to do the foghorn myself and deliver a full commentary in someone's ear the next morning. So it could be me or it could be the foghorn. I don't know which is worse.
Yeah, I don't know
That's
which is
nightmare.
Louder.
It's a nightmare either way. But seriously, you definitely would enjoy that. So what else you got going on in Moto America? Okay, JD Beach, that guy rocked.
Yeah, and you know what's funny? Because JD has kind of had he just so dominated Supersport last year. And I put my hand on heart and say, you know, if Cameron Bobier is the real deal, I think that JD Beach is more than the real deal. And I think you're going to be hearing those names in MotoGP, and I mean that, very soon indeed, if not World Superbike, because these guys have what it takes. And JD Beach is without doubt one of the most exciting riders in America. He's a flat tracker if he wants to be, or he's a road racer when he wants to be. He won the championship by a country mile last year, and he just continues to be stunning. It took time to get him used to the new kind of rules in Supersport. He had to change the triple clamps a little bit, didn't like the setup. So he's had a kind of a mediocre start to the year before he dialed it in this weekend. And look out at Barber, because I think he's back on the trail.
Well, that's going to be great, man. That's what somebody needs to get some tickets and go to see Motor America next week and go to the Barber Museum. That would be awesome. But guys, I want to switch over to, I know we talked a little IndyCar at the top of the show because of Alexander Rossi, but I want to talk about this weekend, the duel in Detroit, because another one of our, this is a great follow-up because, as I said at the top of the show, Alexander Rossi was our very first guest on our very first radio show. The next week, our second show, we had Connor Daly. And so he had a great weekend. I know he was frustrated today on Sunday a little bit, but he got second place. It was the first time ever for Connor Daly on the podium in IndyCar.
You know, we really look good for these guys finishing like this and us telling you about him so long ago.
It's true. One of my favorite contrasts of those two, because we had him on back to back, like I said. You remember, we've talked about this before, but the favorite question we asked both of them was, what kind of car do you drive? And of course, Alexander Rossi, being Mr. Focus, Mr. Driven, was like, well, I drive a Silverado pickup truck. It's a practical. And then, of course, Connor Daly, you would exactly what you'd expect. He comes on and says, oh, man, I've got a Subaru WRX. I've got it souped up. I'm running 22 pounds of booze. It's making 380 to the tires.
And he and Graham Rahal were duking it out between
And he couldn't, of course, he couldn't keep it all together. Parts flying off of it when he's pushing 400 to the tires on a Subaru flat six, so or flat four, actually,
you know,
is what that is.
I just gotta wonder, is Alexander gonna finally get something other than that truck? I'm thinking, you know, Honda's an Acura, so the new Acura NSX. Are we going to see him show up in that?
Well, let's see. What did he take home? What was his salary for the his winnings for the Indy 500?
I want to say it was around three.
I think it was $2 million.
Two point something, yeah.
And by the way, if anybody's out there listening, you want to text us or tweet at us, I should say, as a speedcaster, you can find that answer for us and send it to us. But and we're watching those. But yeah, he could probably afford a new NSX with his Indy 500. But knowing Alexander Rossi, he probably called his financial advisor and totally mapped out exactly where every dollar's going. So, just like Alexander would. But
that's Alexander, for sure.
So, the rest of the IndyCar weekend, race two, I got to watch 90% of this race. It was a good race, too. And at the very beginning, I think I want to go ahead and play this clip from James Hinchcliffe. Because I debated whether I wanted to or not. Just because, you know, when a driver has a crash and they walk over, he jumps out of the car, and they stick a microphone in his face. What do you think he's going to say? Well, let's hear James Hinchcliffe. This is exactly what you'd expect.
I mean, Carlos was an idiot. He was pushing me wide through 12 and 13 coming to the start, but gets to the front, the start-finish line, and he just drives me straight into the wall. It was such an unnecessary BS accident to happen. And you know what? He got a nice big check in Indy. We're sending him the crash damage bill for that, because that is an absolute crime. I'm so mad. It was so unnecessary. There's plenty of room on the racetrack. It's lap one. It was a joke. We will definitely be talking after this.
He was talking about Carlos Munoz, and it looked like Carlos may have been even pushed into him. So, but, you know, this does show that emotion, and I don't think I've seen
Hinchcliffe. You come out swinging, I'm sure.
I don't think I've seen Hinchcliffe quite that animated. So, what else? Let's see. Obviously, Will Power won the race today. First time this season. In fact, his last win, it was over a year. It was a GP of Indy last year. And it was interesting, and somebody commented on the television, they were talking about how it's a straight-up win, it was no strategy or fuel, just hard racing to win. I don't know if that was a dig at last week or not, that's what it kind of felt like, but anyway, Will Power, obviously great to see him win a race again. But the rest of the race was, it was a good race, and man, but those streets in Indy, they just beat those cars to death.
You know, it was on Friday during practice, I heard a couple of interviews, and they were talking about how rough it was, and then somebody else mentioned Houston, and then they talked about how they were grinding the track surface to try to smooth out some of the bad bumps. But right then, I immediately thought of, I think it was Graham Rahal, in fact, that mentioned the rough start in Houston, and somebody's going to get hurt. And then we saw what happened there. And so really kind of resonated back to the Houston days when we were there watching that race and what ultimately happened. I'm glad it didn't, certainly, but it really makes me wonder, because there were comments that they couldn't even keep their feet on the pedals. It was so rough.
Man, I know that track, it just looks like it beats them to death. But all right, guys, so we need to take another quick break. And when we come back, we're going to really dig into some of the gifts that are being given away for Father's Day.
All of them?
yes, Les, we're giving them all away. You do not get to keep any of these. They're really awesome. If you've got a gearhead dad, you got to stay tuned for this next segment.
Listen, maybe, Dad, you just turn it up right now.
Yeah, turn it up and let the wife and kids hear. All right, listen to Speed City live from Austin, Texas. We'll be back after a quick break.
Precision Camera and Video is the largest camera store in Texas, with over 10,000 square feet and packed with all the latest manufacturer offerings. Founded in 1976 and still owned and operated by its founders Jerry and Rosemary Sullivan, Precision Camera is committed to the finest customer experience. With hand-picked products and on-hand experts, you won't find a more helpful, knowledgeable, and accommodating sales staff for quality service. Come see for yourself, Precision Camera and Video, 2438 West Anderson Lane.
Admit it. You've sat there on the couch and thought to yourself that you would be a better race car driver than that guy. Just as the Speed City guys say, it's time to get off the couch and get it in gear. Mustang 4 Challenge is here to make that happen. Get in our race cars and learn how to race. We take you from the couch to the checkered flag, whether for one race or for the entire season. See for yourself at Mustang4Challenge.com.
The
racetrack. It's where legends are born, where only the finest machines earn their reputation for innovation and dominance. Such are the nameplates you'll find at Aston Martin of Austin, Lotus of Austin, Bentley Austin, and Rolls-Royce Motorcars. Austin, exotic, iconic automobiles whose racing heritage turns everyday driving into an inspiring journey, because you're never just along for the ride. Highway 183 north of McNeil Road.
Want to drive your car at speed on Circuit of the Americas? Edge Addicts is your source for more COTA events and more COTA track time. Whether you're looking to host your own event or just be a part of the action, Edge Addicts can get you in the driver's seat and racing like a pro. All levels of drivers and all types of cars are welcome, with instructors available for first-time and novice drivers. Life is short and adventure is around every corner, so plan your high adrenaline experience with Edge Addicts at edgeaddicts.com. Edge Addicts, it's better when you're driving.
Talk 1370.
Hi, I'm Andrea De Vizioso, and this is Speed to the City.
No one's got time to spare. Money tight, nothing free.
Stevie Ray Vaughan, Austin, Texas. I remember
flooding down in Texas, you know.
Gosh, it was flooding. But I remember going down to see Stevie Ray before. We were just kids. We had no idea. We were just, oh, this guy's great. We love Stevie Ray Vaughan. Had no idea that we were getting to see an icon when we were 18, 19 years old. I know that's one of Jonathan's favorites.
Oh, yeah, man. That's the reason I moved to Austin, Texas, without a doubt. I grew up listening to Stevie Ray, and I used to follow Eric Clapton, go to the Royal Albert Hall, and we had blues nights with Albert King and Eric Clapton and Stevie Ray, and I'll never forget it. So I'm not from Texas, but I got here as quick as I could, guys.
Hey, the coolest Stevie Ray Vaughan story I heard was a guy that was visiting, and he told me about, he was walking down 6th Street, you know, late afternoon. He goes, and the doors to this bar were open, and said he was zooming in on where this great guitar sound was coming from. But just as he got there, and he goes, they quit playing. He goes, and the guys got up and walked off stage, and the guy goes, oh, yeah, you know, hey, we'll play tonight. Come back about 9 o'clock, 9:30. And he said, cool, I like that. So went out to dinner with whoever he's doing and came back and went to Steamboat.
Oh, yeah, Steamboat Springs.
Walked in,
yeah.
And there was that guy up there playing guitar. And he said, you know, about a year later, everybody knew his name.
That's great. Well, hey, before we move on to the Father's Day gifts contest we're doing, I want to talk. While we were during break, I went to LeMans.org. I wanted to see the 24-hour Le Mans. They always have a countdown, right? And I wanted to see, I was going to come back and say it's exactly 12 days, whatever. But they put it in French, so I can't tell you exactly. But it is 2 weeks. I think it's 2 weeks, so it's starting on June 15th. Yeah, it's the 15th, and the race is on the 18th. So, guys, we are 2 weeks away from the 24-hour Le Mans. I mean, how excited are you guys?
Can't wait. You know, I mean, there's so much this year. So many great drivers. So many great cars. I mean, you know, we so often, you know, decide already before the race starts that who's going to be favorite and so on. But you've got Porsche. You've got Audi. You've got Toyota. And you've got in GT Ford coming back. First time since 1966. And that 1-2 finish, they're trying to do it again. It's going to be a big up, but they look good at all the races they've been at, and they're going to pull out the stop.
They're definitely getting the jitterbugs out of that and getting it working. It's coming around. It's going to be so much fun to see that. Yeah, I'm definitely excited. Hopefully we could see that 1-2-3 finish.
Yeah, they're going to have...
Trying to get Andy Prio, one of the drivers, on the show, because I know he's a single thing to be part of it, and we've got so many great drivers part of that project.
Well, Ford is, I've got the press release from Ford. They've got Ford Chip Ganassi Racing. They're going to compete with the four Ford GT race cars, and they're celebrating the 50th anniversary, of course, of Ford's famous 1-2-3, and so it is, you know, it's going to be an epic race, and really just this Ford GT story makes this thing incredible on top of what is really considered, if not the greatest race of the year, one of them for sure. So 2 weeks from now, we're going to be talking about the 24-hour Le Mans. It's going to be awesome. But Les, I know you want to talk about one of the, during the break, you, one of our sponsors came on and you want to talk about one of the Father's Day gifts that we're going to give them away.
So you heard Taylor talking about the Mustang 4 Challenge there, from the couch to the checkered flag. Absolutely. So, you know, we've had the owners of that series on, and they talk about, you come in and you take two classes and then you're lined up and you're ready for race day. So this is really cool. We're giving away the first class. That's the track class. And so you'll come out, you'll spend a couple hours
and
with
that's
them.
That's down at
Harris Hill, right in San Marcos, Texas, just a little bit south of Austin. So the track class gets you acclimated to a track, how to behave on a track, etc. And then you get the race class. You go wheel to wheel with other students and instructors, starting to learn how that plays out and things like that. So they're giving away the first class, the track class, Mustang 4 Challenge. Remember, all you got to do is download the Speed City app, click the enter to win.
Yep.
And there you go.
Yep. If you want to, the easiest way to find our apps, just go to the website, speedcitybroadcast.com, and just look for the link. And also at Harris Hill, Texas Motorcycle Academy. Tell us about that one.
So that one's another fun one. You know, Harris Hill is a great club level track. It's not really something you're going to see giant races run on, but definitely a wheel to wheel competition. Don't cut that short. Texas Motorcycle Academy is a great place to hone your skills on asphalt. You bring your bike. You get out there, you know, you have your own safety gear, maybe rent it from somebody, and you get out and learn the craft of track days and really speed up. Great confidence. You know, we talk about track days, and it's not just about going faster. That confidence you learn in those environments comes back to the street very well, and you're a safer rider.
And you know what? Let's think about this. You know, these are not just great prizes to win, but every one of these would be a fantastic gift for dad. So keep that in mind. Do you know what the Texas Motorcycle Academy, the one-day track, what that costs?
Oh, I think you're looking about $300 or $400
for that one. Yeah. And then, of course, this is a cool one. Season passes at Central Texas Speedway, our local NASCAR track.
That's right. You always hear us talking about Austin Wayne Self out on the ARCA series. He's doing great. In fact, he's about to visit Texas again up at the Fort Worth track.
That's a great local Austin driver story. Just a kid. He's was he now 18, something like that?
Hey, you know, this is our Alexander Rossi, our Connor Daly all over again.
Yeah.
So don't cut that short.
That's true. Keep an eye on this guy, Austin Wayne Self.
But these are a pair of season tickets for the 2016 season. It just kicked off. Get out there. Have a great time locally. See these next young ones coming up. See the old guys having a good time out there anyway.
Longhorn Racing Academy is the next one. It's a driving experience for the actual day of Father's Day. What's that one?
That's right. Imagine getting dad up, you know, getting up early, serving breakfast. Don't tell him where you're taking him.
Oh.
Drive down to Harris Hill. And they'll put him in one of the sweetest exotic cars, whether it's a GT3 Porsche, maybe it's the Ferrari, maybe it's the McLaren. They've got a collection of cars there that are positively wicked. And so that is a giveaway for the actual Father's Day driving experience.
That's awesome. And then I know we talked about the Colin Edwards Boot Camp. It's a 50% off of that. That is a fantastic prize, because those are like $2,350 normally. So 50% off of that Colin Edwards Boot Camp, which is a phenomenal experience out there the whole weekend.
It really is. It's everything going on. It's a lot of fun. Ducati Austin, our friends there, always are in doing sweet stuff. You know, John, you keep talking about lighting the clothing and all the accessories
that
are in there. Here's a $50 in-store gift certificate to come and take a pick.
I know. They have some awesome, everything, all the clothing they have at Ducati Austin, the shoes or even just the pants. Like, I'm fascinated by the Kevlar pants that, you know, anytime you can work Kevlar into clothing, that's awesome too. So so what else we got? Edge Addicts, Les.
Edge Addicts, that's right. So another phenomenal. If you want to drive on Circuit of Americas, this is probably the most organized group that comes there. Everything's very organized. They have instructors. If you've never done it, they'll coach you through. You'll graduate through the different drivers groups, from a first timer all the way up to legit racers. You will see the most advanced group includes 100% dedicated race cars that are screaming out there. And, you know, those are those days that are just great to be there. That's a free track day on June 26th at the Circuit of Americas. That's a $500 plus opportunity there. Lots of fun to be there.
Well, that's awesome. You can we got one more K1 Speed.
K1 Speed.
That's right.
Hey, that's right. Another opportunity to get two gift cards with two races on each one and a couple of T-shirts there. Have fun and go do what we did. Have your own Speed City Challenge and show up who trash talks you.
That's right. Just because you were faster than me in that little tiny car does not mean that you're faster than me in a real car.
Let's get even, car, sir.
Hey, somebody just tweeted at us. They corrected us, Les. You said $3 million. I said $2 million. How much Alexander Rossi earned for the Indy 500? He earned $2.54. So, but because it was the four, you win the prize. But that was Andy P. Thanks, Andy. Appreciate you tweeting at us. And we appreciate that.
I wonder if he does accounting for us.
Yeah. Now, after taxes, let's see. Now, get us that one, Andy.
It's a whole lot.
Yeah. So, yeah. It was so awesome watching Alexander Rossi win this whole week. He was on a bunch of the talk shows. He was on a bunch of the morning shows. I don't know if he made it to late night. I don't think he did. I never saw it, but
I haven't seen it. I've been trying to track where all he's going. I know he went to New York City, and they had pictures of the BorgWarner trophy on top of one of the towers with him, and all these different things. How cool is that?
Yep, it's our dream come true for our boy. So, Jonathan, any other stories you want to cover this afternoon? Well, I know you're on the road out there from Road America on the way to Chicago. Any other stories you can think of right now?
No, it's just been, I mean, what a thrilling couple of weeks. I mean, you mentioned Le Mans coming up. It's hard to keep up with it. it's just so much great motorsport this year. Some great stories. Triumph and tragedy all along. My heart goes out to Louis Salom and his family. We lost another great hero. Some great performances. I also want to send my best to a good friend of mine, Josh Day, who races Superstock for the Westby team, and he had a big crash again this weekend. And my heart goes out to him because he's had quite a few this year, and I think that could end his season. But my best and hope is his recovery as soon as possible.
All righty, I think I just saw an update before we came on air that his arm's in a cast now. So
whose is?
Josh Day.
Oh, it is. Okay. Well, and speaking of that, I saw a photograph of Jorge Lorenzo after the race, and his arm was, I think they call it a friction burn. Obviously, it probably just got so hot from
rug
sliding.
Burn.
Yeah, but through the suit.
Through the suit.
That's astounding, happening through the suit. So, but yeah, by the way, watch all of our social media because we put out a bunch of stuff during the show, and you can always go catch up on that. And because all these stories that we talked about today are going to be out on our social media. Obviously, every show, every interview we do, we put them all out on our website, speedcitybroadcast.com. And of course, the app, the Speed City app. Search for one word, Speed City, in both the Android and the Apple Store. Great way to listen to our content. Makes it super easy to find everything. And it's available for everything. So thanks a lot. We'll tune into us next week. We'll talk to you then.
Ciao, y'all.